Can everybody hear me? This is Tim. Get a response, please. Okay. Can hear you? All right. It's 9 o'clock or 9:01 on a Wednesday evening. What we're going to do is have a conference call regarding USI Tech. I'm going to do a few things to start out, and that is to announce the fact that if everybody would mute their phone until question time, that would help a lot, and I won't have to compete with other people talking in the background. So mute your phone. You can hit the little mute symbol, which is usually a microphone, or many times star 6 will do it. So, USI Tech. I am not an attorney, so I'm not giving legal advice. I'm not a licensed financial guy of any sort, licensed by any government agency. What you hear tonight will be my opinion, my learned opinion. I've been around quite a while, have a lot of information, but still, again, like everybody else, I've got an opinion and it could be wrong. So, with that in mind, USI Tech is a very fast-growing company. This conference call is going to have to do with introducing this company and some of its greater aspects to new people, friends of people who may have already been in, or somebody who just saw a reference to it, somehow got this phone number and were introduced to a call. This is a private call, not for the public. So we get to talk about whatever we want based on like mind. And this is mostly about a company that makes a lot of money for people. And they do it in a very unusual way. They were originally software producers. And they've made a lot of money in a market called the Forex market. The Forex market is up to $8 trillion a day, including all the banks and all the transactions that take place on the planet in the form of buying and selling currencies. It so happens that over the last few years, cryptocurrency has stepped into play and added to the Forex market. The attractiveness of cryptocurrency is that right now especially, it has an in the start because it's such an imperfect market. It has really large spreads. And what that means is there's large differences between the amount you can buy and sell currency at in a multiplicity of exchanges. You can find over $100 differential from one exchange to another, which makes it very valuable. If you know where to buy and where to sell, you can make that spread, put it in your pocket. Now, how this becomes important for us is that out of that giant Forex market, if we can just grab a small amount of it and drop it into our wealth basket, we can become very wealthy. And even if we just want to supplement income, we can do this probably more simply than anything else I've ever seen. I've been around the Forex market for over 10 years. Somebody needs to mute their phone, please. If you haven't muted, please mute. There's still a lot of hustling paper and shuffling, and it makes it hard for everybody to hear. So, our benefit and our opening to this is the fact that the company set up a very simple system to leverage what they have, which is software, that goes into this currency market and pulls out profits with software on things. Would you please mute your phone, please? If you're going to talk, mute your phone. And if you're not, you've got background noise, please mute your phone. There's a mute button on it, and you're going to hit star 6, and it will do the same thing. So we have an opportunity to step in this market through another company, and this company is an international corporation, consists of one owner from Germany, one German owner who lives part-time in Brazil, a Swiss owner who lives partly a lot of the time in Brazil. Now he's running all over the country and the world because what he's doing is the head marketer. There's another American that's a third partner, and he and his father own one of the largest crane rentals, all these cranes that build tall buildings. And, of course, he's kind of like Howard Hughes in that way, that they don't sell them, they just rent them and lease them for building tall buildings every place on the planet. So they have an immense income, and they've invested in this company, and one of the guy's specialties is technology. And he loves the concept of blockchain. He loves the concept of cryptocurrency. The next question might be, what is cryptocurrency if somebody doesn't know? Well, the banks have been wiring funds through a thing called SwiftWire all over the world for quite a few years, at least 20 to 30 years that I know of. It's an electronic send from one computer to another of photons of electricity, which are light, and those show up on a screen in the form of numbers. So these numbers can be sent all over the world, and therefore the currency of the realm can be sent from one country to the next. And that's how transfers in wealth through banks has taken place for, like I said, anywhere from 20 to 30 years. Before that, it was stagecoach. They'd move large blocks of substance capital, gold and silver. Now they do it in the form of photons through a computer. Now, what came into the marketplace also was forex traders on simple desktop computers. And so as public started entering the equities markets, the bond markets, they also entered the currency markets. So they were able to, by computer, transfer and buy and sell not only currencies, but equities, bonds, and other types of securities. Now, the interesting part about this is this company does that for us, but they do it mostly surrounding a cryptocurrency called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is the most popular currency on the planet right now. When I say popular, it's the most in use. It has the highest single market cap, well over $150 billion. And strangely enough, that's encroaching on standard currencies issued by governments and banks. But the benefit to it is that it pretty much disrupts their absolute control over that marketplace. When you own cryptocurrency, when you own Bitcoin, that Bitcoin is yours because it happens to be in your possession, in your wallet. It doesn't belong to anybody else. It's decentralized. It exists in computers. It exists in everything we call a computer, from a desktop to mainframes to tablets to laptops to cell phones. And we can set up a wallet in any one of those devices and move this capital from one point to another on the planet in the faster blockchains, anywhere from about 10 seconds to up to a half an hour, depending on, again, the blockchain and the actual coin being transferred. That's going to improve to the point where transactions can take place in 5 to 10 seconds. And it'll be just exactly like a credit card transaction, except you'll be able to control it from your computer. You'll have your own bank in your computer. They call it an electronic wallet, and it will transfer those coins from one position or one place to another for any transaction involving services or goods and services, just like the use of any other capital and credit cards. It's identical. Now, Bitcoin was thought to be a joke back in about 2006 when it was initially brought out. Then by 2011, anybody who had bought $1,000 worth of Bitcoin today would have over $40 million in their bank account as a result of buying those coins at a very low price. At just $1,000 would have transformed their bank accounts to about $46 million today. Over the last year, the value of Bitcoin, which is a capital unit, you can't see it, you can't touch it. The only time that you have any indication that it exists is on the screen of a computer or in your wallet. And you can print that out, so it's a printed format, and you can store it in a thing as innocuous as a thumb drive or a storage unit by the name of Ledger Wallet or Trezor Wallet. Those are the two most popular ones. So it can be moved around in a number of different ways. It can be stored in a number of different ways. You can put it into cold storage in vault-type situations in places around the world. These coins are being produced most heavily right now out of the northern companies or countries where it's extremely cold. Iceland is now becoming the capital, probably, or has been focused on it, turning themselves into the capital of creating coins, cryptocurrency coins, which are merely like a VIN number on a car. It identifies a particular item, and that item is a coin. And that coin may have a separate name, but that coin can move through a computer database called a blockchain, and those blockchains can exist on 40,000 computers simultaneously, identify that coin as being valid, and bounce between those 40,000 coins, and once they have been confirmed as a true coin, it'll pop up on the sender's and the receiver's computing units or electronic units as a confirmed transaction. So you know that it's not something that somebody dreamed up, somebody hacked into, created a false coin. It doesn't work that way. The security on it's very, very high. Speed on it's very, very high. The convenience is very, very high. So that's what, over the last year, has taken Bitcoin from under $1,000 in value up to over $11,000 in value. That's a huge jump. It superseded gold in value as a unit about a little bit over half a year ago, and it's been going through the roof ever since. I would venture to say that a lot of people have speculated by the middle of the next year, it could easily be double what it is today or maybe triple what it is today. And the reason is that the demand for it is extremely high. The fact is there's a fixed number of these units, 21 million. That's all that will ever be produced. All those aren't produced at this point. It becomes more and more difficult on a daily basis to produce those numbers because they're algorithms. They're an algorithm like you give the computer a question like, give me all the numbers that you can find relative to the number 10. It'll find you a 2 plus 8. It'll find you 5 plus 5. A 4 plus 6. Those are all algorithms that could be turned into coins because they have a specific relationship to the number 10. And so there will be a block of numbers that will be put into the blockchain, assigned to the blockchain. It will be the declaration of all the coins that will be minted or mined by this or any computer that does mining. And those will be the total amount in circulation in the world or available for circulation in the world. So you can't make any more of them. It's like real estate. So their value becomes greater and greater all the time because more and more people want them. Some examples of how and why they've become important is, a good one is, that the people in China, and there's a lot of them, have a control by their government. That, and this is only recent that they were able to do this, is they can move about $50,000 worth of yuan, which is their government-issued currency, and they can only move about $50,000 a year out of their country. Well, a lot of people want to come to the United States, which a lot of people didn't know is one of the best tax havens in the world, and it looks like it's going to be getting better. But a lot of people want to come over here and get citizenship, so what they'll do is they'll pay $500,000 and start a business, invest it in a business. They get a residency permit, and within, I think it's about 5 years, they can become U.S. citizens by taking the test and qualifying. But they had to invest that $500,000 in the citizenship, and if you can only get $50,000 a year out, what are one of the ways you can do it? Well, what you can do is convert it to Bitcoin, send it to a place like Hong Kong or to a friend overseas, or set up a computer somewhere outside of China on a trip that you take, on a business trip, can send it to that particular location, and then they can move it around the world however they want, get it into the United States, pay, convert to U.S. dollars, and pay in U.S. dollars for that crack at residency and a business and a life in the United States. So that's a big demand, and there's billions of people over in that country, and their biggest form of transport of wealth, or their most popular unit besides the government-issued yuan, is now Bitcoin. the country of Japan has legitimized and considered Bitcoin as an alternate currency to the yen, and the other countries are following suit. So it isn't just a fad anymore, and it isn't just a possibly people will like it. It's a fact. You can actually take Bitcoin and put it into an account that will convert automatically on a debit card, a Visa debit card, and you can go to any country in the world and draw down on that Bitcoin through the debit card, through a company called BitPay. There's other ones, Payza and some other ones, but Bitcoin was the first one out and most popular at this point that I know of, so that you can actually deposit Bitcoin into that account and draw down on it, put it into an ATM, buy dinner, buy anything you could buy with a standard credit card or debit card. And that's how the conversion happens. Now, how does that all relate to us? Well, this company, USI Tech, is a Dubai-based company formed by Europeans mostly, just added an American to it. And the reason that they placed it in Dubai is Dubai infrastructure, i.e. electronics and everything else, is about as leading edge as you can get because the amount of money that's in the Arab Emirates. And they're designing their country to be a base for corporations around the world because they don't want to rely on oil for the rest of their lives, and their oil will eventually run out. Then what do they fall back on? Well, providing some of the best corporate service in the world is a good start. And that's where they headed, and that's where our founders headed to set up the company, and now we become a part of. It's an international base, so anybody can do business with it through a computer. And all we need to do is register in the computer. We don't give any information but that which we desire, but we have to be able to confirm with a phone number so that they can do security on us if we lose our passwords or something, a username and a password. That may grow in the future, but right now that's all you need to do to register. And once you've registered, you actually don't need a dime to make money. And that was a requirement by the United States that a network company has to have the ability to be able to sign people in that don't have to pay money in order to make money. And I can say that this company is one of the only companies that I've ever seen where everybody makes money that participates in it. And especially if you put a bit or buy a Bitcoin package, which is 50 euros or approximately $65, that package is akin to, let's say, buying a mini house. What happens is you buy a house, then you rent it out for 140 days to USI. And remember, this is a facsimile, the house being the Bitcoin package. They rent it out back to the company, and that company will pay for 140 days 1%. And at the end of that 140 days, you get 100% of your principal back that you purchased the Bitcoin package with, and then you get 40% interest on that 100% that you bought the Bitcoin package of. So each package or group of packages is a contract. They have a 140-day lifespan on them. They produce 140% total at the end, which means 100% of your money back plus 40%. Then they have an interesting little thing that some call the ninth wonder of the world, which is compounding. Now, if I buy one house, the next day I get paid 1% on that, and I buy another house, next day I get paid on that, and I buy another house because I get part of my principal and part of my interest back. So I keep buying houses with my part of my principal and part of my interest. All of a sudden, by the 140th day, I can have 140 houses paying me. And they go on infinitum because each one of them is a separate contract. That's called compounding. And that's how you compound in this company, is by rebuying packages, BTC packages. That's what they sell. That's what you buy. It's not a security. It's not considered an investment under our laws. It's strictly the purchase of a product from an international company by anybody that can hook up to an internet. And they're now represented, I think, in something like 70 countries around the world. When I first joined it about 6 months ago, they were only in about 38 countries. They had a little over 200,000 people in it. I think as of last week, they're up to almost 600,000 now. It's been growing phenomenally because they did all the work necessary to qualify to exist in the United States without violating any of the laws. In other words, they're fully compliant with the laws of the United States, which allows U.S. persons to actually participate in this thing now, free of any possible repercussions. Now, there are a lot of Bitcoin companies out there, and you may have heard of them a lot. Some of them, I would say, because I've actually run into some myself and been affected by one, that some of them are what people call scams. They aren't necessarily Ponzi's, but they're scams, whereby they eventually take the money, it's called a dump and run, and then take off the money. They have very ingenious ways of paying people. So my point is that there needed to be some due diligence on this, and because I've been at this for a long time, because I have a lot of experience, I've put 4 people in prison for over 20 years for creating these kind of scams with the help of U.S. authorities. I knew what to look for, and I recommend that everybody do the sniff test, everybody do all the due diligence that they need to do. I'm in the process of attempting to get a conference call set up for a handful of people with the attorneys for this company. And the reason for that is they have questions they want to ask that they can't seem to get answers to. And we were told at one of the major events that if we want to become clients of those attorneys, we pay them something like $400 to $600 an hour, and we can become their personal clients for $100 we want to spend for their time. And some people have been needing to do that because they had attorneys and accountants they wanted to include in it. So I'm making that attempt now. I will let you know in the next couple of calls how that turns out. And if there's room for people, I will also invite people in on that call. But the point is, due diligence is important. That's the level that I'm taking this and the level that others have taken it, and the company has offered it because they're confident that we're going to be able to find whatever we need and it won't be bad. Now, my experience with this company has been that they've paid every day on time since I've been in. And as far as I know, for the year and a month that they've been alive as this exact type of company. Now, the major attraction is we can take as many combinations of 50 euros or $65 and purchase Bitcoin. With that Bitcoin, we buy Bitcoin packages, and then that starts churning 1% a day. If we replace that money into the company, then it compounds on that package for 140 days, and so on and so on and so on. So there's an immense amount of money that was made in this. I can tell you that I started with 2 packages. I was skeptical. Then I stretched and had a friend put in I borrowed a Bitcoin, put that in. Then I got another Bitcoin, and about 3 months later I put that in. So I had a sizable amount, I thought, into the company. Then what I found out was at the end of a year, for every Bitcoin I put in, I would have about 5 Bitcoins, one being the original one I put in, and then 4 more because the company made those for me. Now, the important thing is to think in terms of Bitcoin, not dollars. Because if I put a Bitcoin into the company a year ago, and that Bitcoin was worth $1,000, which I just told you that they were back then, I think I bought some of mine for $900 in that particular round, and the company made me 5 of those, and let's say today was the end of that year, and I had 5 Bitcoin, what was worth $5,000 when I began all of a sudden turned into over $50,000 today. That was just on the appreciation, not on the fact of the money that was created by the company trading that money in the forex market. So you can make money in appreciation of Bitcoin, which has been phenomenal, again, like I said, over the past year. In 2013 or 11, I said if you had that same $1,000 of Bitcoin you bought, you'd be worth $46 million today. There's a great story about a guy who asked a New York pizza parlor if they could buy a pizza in Bitcoin. They bought it in Bitcoin. That same Bitcoin today is worth over $1,600,000 that that guy paid for a pizza. So what we do is we very simply present money to the company, buy Bitcoin packages, and we don't have to do anything again except for check our back office from time to time. And I like the sound of dropping into that wallet in the back office, because that happens every day that you have the money there. And that's the beauty of this thing. It will compound money at an incredibly fast rate. You will be lucky to get what they give you in a day from a bank in a year. Maybe some banks will be stretching it to maybe 2 days' worth of interest, 2% a year. This company's giving you that, the 2% in every 2 days. So a lot of people ask, well, how can they do it? That's all a function of math, and the numbers work. So realize it's very possible to do, and it's happening on a daily basis. And the important part is that it's been alive for over a year, and now it's going worldwide with a big push. Now, the beautiful part is you can be just a customer. You don't have to be anything else. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to tell anybody anything. But you'll find that after you've been making some money, chances are you want to tell your kids if they're looking to get into college and want to be able to pay for college. If you want some, your parents that might be retiring but could use a little bit more money, or you're preparing for retirement, or just want to even have some fun, this thing, when you start spreading the word about it, can be phenomenal. And the amount of money you can make is phenomenal, because every time somebody comes and buys a package that you introduce to this, you get 10% of everything they spend on the first level. So it pays not only commissions on enrolling other people and showing them how to do it, and this is not a sale. All it is an invitation, an education, and then a registration. And it doesn't take much to do that. You sell people harder if you try to tell them about a movie that you just saw and want them to go see it. That's going to be a tougher sell than showing somebody that, well, I put in one Bitcoin, and then a year later, five more ended up in my back office and I didn't do a thing. Or I can tell you that after about 500 packages coming through your organization, and I only signed up 8 people originally, front line, you can make a better living than most people make working 8 to 5 or 8 to 8. And you can do the numbers. They're all available in the back office. So you can do the numbers on this. It's real easy to figure out what you can make based on what you're willing to put out. It can be a full-time, part-time business. It can be just a customer relationship with a company. And everybody that touches it makes money. So that's the good news. And it's not that simple. It's very secure. I mean, it's not that difficult. It's very simple. It's very secure. And it's pretty easy to learn if you have a good team or upline, they call it. And I'm part of the team. I'm the person that organized this call. And I can tell you that if this call doesn't give you enough information, whoever brought you to this call, if they can't explain what you need to know, we can get together on a private 3-way call. Private's the name of the game. And I can explain to you anything that I can that I have in my knowledge base, and if I don't have it, then I'll go out and find it for you. So you can get your questions answered. We can talk about risk. We can talk about just about anything you want. And I think you'll find that it's probably one of the most inviting things you've ever seen. And so with that said, I'm going to open this up to questions. We've been talking for about 30 minutes. And I'll open up to questions, hopefully by new people who want to get immediate questions that are still in their mind answered. And then we can open up later if people want to stick around for more complicated questions, because the back office is changing radically. It's getting caught up. We were way behind for a while in the transition. There's a lot of transition going on, a lot of expansion, but they seem to be handling it finally. And things are doing well, and I'm really happy with the strides that they've made and the improvements they've made. And I expect they plan on going public in about 2 years, and I think it may be one of the more incredible offerings around, almost like, well, a lot of people have said something like Apple, something like Facebook, a lot of those things. It's internet-based, and it's based on cryptocurrency, two of the hottest issues in the world right now, because what it's doing is replacing banks. And to have this happen without you doing anything all night, a guy named Warren Buffett said, if you don't figure out how to make your money work for you, you're going to probably end up working the rest of your life. And I found a place where you can have your money work for you like no tomorrow. And so, with that, I'll say I welcome questions now from anybody about anything. Any questions?
Hey, Tim, that was an incredible call. I just want to remark that I appreciate the introduction and your presentation, and thumbs up. Hope people have some great questions. I'm just listening. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Any more questions?
Hi. My name is Sharon, and I'm calling from Oregon, and I do have a couple questions. Can you explain to me what a back office is that you keep referring to?
Yes. When you sign up for this company, you pay nothing. By registering or signing up, they call it registering or enrolling in the company, you don't have to pay anything even. But it would be very wise to buy one package, which is about $64, just to see how that works and how the setup is. But what you go into, the website, company website, creates a replicating image of what you see. And that's called a back office. It has all the information. It has every simple day that one of your packages trades in the international forex market. It will have all the information about that trade, relative to that trade any given day, whether you made 0.83% that day, or whether you made 1.27% that day, or whether you made 1% that day. It will average out to 1% a day over about 140 plus or minus a few days. So all that's recorded in the back office. When you go to enroll a friend, if you want to bring somebody in and turn it into a business, you go into the back office, which is just a website, and in the website it'll show you how to sign that person or enroll that person, register them into the company so they can do the same thing. And all the information we need about that company will eventually be in there. There's presentations, there's resources, there's libraries, there's videos, there's recordings, there's PDFs, all the information they're trying to put into that back office. So we have all the information we need to know. Now, some of the other things are going to happen is they're going to start allowing the members to sell ATM machines that give out multiple cryptocurrencies. Right now it'll be Bitcoin, then it'll be Ethereum. So it will be allowing you to keep track of all those sales that happen, not only the people that you bring in and how much you're making, but also on a daily basis it will report how many packages that you were able to buy, how many were bought in your organization, how many euros that represented, how many Bitcoin you made, and it'll all be represented in Bitcoin. And again, Bitcoin is great because what it does is it appreciates where most other currencies depreciate. The American dollar, the euro, all those depreciate on a daily basis, while the cryptocurrencies just keep seeming to go up. So that back office is a computer website that was made specifically for you and secured for you with all the information you need to know to run the business and to keep track of the money that you bought Bitcoin packs.
Okay. All right. And then earlier today I ran across some information that USI Tech is involved in mining. Is that true?
Yes. They're going to get more and more involved in it. They plan approximately 6 mining facilities, and they're starting in Iceland. I don't know if they're going to end up putting them all there, but they're almost complete in their first facility, and they've got about 6 more in the planning stages. But yes, that's what they do, and they mine. And then right now they're mining Ethereum and Bitcoin.
Okay, how does that differ from someone just buying some Bitcoin or Ethereum or whatever and then signing up with, like, Genesis for mining? How does your organization differ from just signing up and buying from Genesis?
You can sign up from any one of at least 27 international exchanges that I know of that buy and sell multiple cryptocurrencies. Genesis Mining is a company that just focuses in on mining. They also have a Genesis that is an exchange, but I don't think they're the same thing. So you can buy coins that are already mined, or you can actually buy broadband time and pay the facilities to mine a specific coin for you. So you're paying for broadband and time in that case, or you can buy the coins that have already been mined, or you can come into USI, and by buying the Bitcoin packages, those are actually helping create the tokens and the finances to mine the coins for you.
Uh-huh. Okay, so can you lastly, can you explain, or do you have any knowledge or understanding as to why the crypto markets took such a plunge today?
Yes. What has happened recently, and I'd say it's only a phenomenon that's probably happened in the last 60 days, bankers and Wall Street have been pushing against cryptocurrency really hard. As a matter of fact, there have been a couple of really well-known financiers that have tried to break this, specifically Bitcoin, just like they've attempted to do the silver markets, because they want to manipulate and control them. The beautiful part
right.
of cryptocurrency that's caused the greatest frustration for these control freaks is that they can't control it. You can
right.
tell a person that they can't drink, and the United States did that in the 20s in a thing called Prohibition, but you can see how that turned out. It seems like when you move against anything that people want to do, it doesn't last very long. I'm not saying that it's good or bad, but look at just a simple thing like pot. Well, they had every kind of liquor available in the United States, and now some people didn't drink, so what they did is they've legalized pot now. So when there's a high demand, that demand will be satisfied by somebody, and it can be on the edge of the law, it can be totally unlawful, or it can be lawful. Right now, the push is to make, in the beginning, it was to make the cryptocurrencies unlawful. Now they're kind of accepting it, and they realize, the bankers and Wall Street realize, if they don't jump on board, they're going to be left in the dust. So I know that the big run-ups that have happened over the last 3 months have been a function of Wall Street jumping in and running prices up so they can turn around and drop the price really fast. So you have a run-up and a whipsaw that brings it down, and they're able to take large profits out of there. So now that Wall Street and some of the bigger players are getting in and starting to do that, you're going to see broader fluctuations. Now, some people say, well, that's bad. All I can tell you is that with the more demand you have for it, the more the price goes up. And if you're having USI mine coins for you, you can start with one coin and at the end of the year have five of them in your account and have them go from $1,000 to $10,000. You're going to do really, really well. So I'm out to collect as many Bitcoins and any other coins that seem to be fashionable and profitable into a thing called a basket of currencies. I want a minimum of 5 and maybe as many 10 coins that I hold, because I know that some of those coins are going to be doing really well and some of them are not so well, but they're always going to be fluctuating, so there's an ability to make a profit in buying and selling them. Just as if you were to hold some gold and some silver and some diamonds and some platinum, those are going to, if you can accumulate enough of it, those are substance and those are capital units and they're recognized around the world. So that's what's happening with cryptocurrency. It's getting its own credibility and it's attracting people that wanted to poo-poo it and tried to destroy it but couldn't. So they're saying, okay, we need to get in the game. So they're pushing the market up and down. And that's what's happened over the last week. If you notice in the last 2 days, the market shifted something like $3,500. On the upside and then about half the same on the downside. So it was a total fluctuation of almost $5,000 in like 2 or 3 days. And in the last week, it's gone a fluctuation of almost $8,000. So that signals that the big traders are moving in to try to play with the market and make a fortune. And all that does is drive the price up for us, which is great. Because we let the boys
okay.
with their auto traders go in and into the market and do it instead of us inexperienced trying to make a fortune at it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. I appreciate your help.
No problem.
Hi, Kevin. This is Donald. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello, Kip. Okay. This is Donald out of Indianapolis. I have a 2 or 3 part question. One is, you mentioned that it averages about 1% a day. We can reinvest the 1%. Is that 1% paid in U.S. dollars or is it paid in Bitcoin?
It's always Bitcoin. It's Bitcoin. You want to always think in terms of Bitcoin. Don't think in terms of dollars or euros or British pounds. That's left to the standard currency marketplace. We're operating strictly in Bitcoin because there's no basis. There aren't a lot of laws surrounding Bitcoin, so it's wide open territory at this point, and it makes it much easier to operate within that territory. So there is, it's all Bitcoin. We purchase packages in Bitcoin, we get Bitcoin packages, and then we're paid in Bitcoin.
Okay. Can I transfer that 1% daily to like my Coinbase wallet, or do I have to leave the interest I earn in there for the 140 days, or just the principal?
You're going to get partial interest and partial principal back on a daily basis. That's in a wallet in your back office. You move that those coins from your back office to an outside wallet, and you can do whatever you want with them on a daily basis. The only thing you lose if you don't do it for 140 days, you don't get the compounding.
Right. Okay. All right, great. That's really all the questions I had. Thanks for the presentation. I'll get back.
Okay, thanks for asking the questions. Appreciate it. Anybody else? Come on, I couldn't have done that good of a presentation.
I have another question.
Okay.
Do you recommend the Trevor wallet or anything like that? Is it a good place of storage and security?
Do I recommend what again, please?
I think it's called a Trezno wallet.
Yes, I had mentioned that. I mentioned cold storage as being an option. But when I was listing out all the electronic devices that you can use to store these or transfer them, one place that takes it off the internet and makes it impossible to hack and get to is a thing called a Ledger wallet or Trezor wallet. Those are literally thumb drives, fancy thumb drives, which you can plug into the side of your computer, dump your coin onto that, and then remove it, and then nobody else can get to it through electronic device or through the internet. They can't hack your device, and they can't hack into the internet to get to it if it's in your Trezor or Ledger wallet.
All right, great. Thank you.
Yes. You can get those wallets, by the way, at Amazon. They have a bunch of them. You can just under Bitcoin wallets or Bitcoin Trezor or Bitcoin Ledger. But Bitcoin wallets are what you look under Amazon for.
Do they only hold Bitcoin, or do they hold altcoins as well?
Well, some of them now are coming out with altcoins. Trezor, I think, carries about three of them. They have different models, and the different models, the more recent models, are bringing out multiples. There's only one that I know online that carries a multiplicity of them. It's called Exodus Wallet, Exodus.io. But you can't carry that with you. You can't take it with you, and you can't take it out of your computer or your telephone. I think it's worth it. But you can actually trade currencies within that wallet. So that's convenient, but it's hard to secure it. So there are a lot of wallets out there. If you just hit the internet, you can find them, and there are some really good YouTubes on how to set up wallets. The ones that I find to be the most in use and the oldest ones around are one called Blockchain Luxembourg. That was one of the more dependable early wallets, and they continue to improve it. You can now store Ethereum and Bitcoin in those. Then there's one called Mycelium, a little more complex, but it's much more functional if you can do it, but you can only put that on a cell phone or pad. You can't put them on a computer.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Yes. Anybody else? I can recommend another thing that's been a really good attractant for me, and that is that for people who don't like to sell, I've picked up 5 facsimile bitcoins. They're gold-plated. You can get them in, and they're nice and heavy. They feel like gold. They look like gold, and they have a B on them for Bitcoin, a standard Bitcoin symbol. And you can get those at Amazon, too. I'm sure you can get them other places, but they're only like $10 a piece at Amazon. And that's what I was doing this with. Because what I'll do is, if I sit down and I'm having breakfast or something at a restaurant, I'll put those out on the edge of the table and spread them out. And inevitably, people stop, look at them and ask you, what is that? And so that's an invite from them to tell you what it is. And it's also the next question, the leading question, would you like to learn how to turn all that into money by doing what I just did to you, is invite you, then I educate you, and then I enroll you, all with these five Bitcoins. And the reason I use five is because I can take it from one Bitcoin to five Bitcoins in 1 year without anything but just putting in and buying Bitcoin packages. And then at the end of the year, I end a little bit more than a year, maybe a year and a week or something like that, I end up with five Bitcoin. And if people know what the value of those are now and what they were a year ago and then what they are now and what they're going to be in another year, it becomes a very, very strong attractant to want to know more information. Then you can bring them to a call. You can get me online in a three-way, and I'll be doing whatever I can to help you, help enroll those people. Because it benefits me, it'll benefit you, and it'll benefit them.
Tim, this is JP. I just wanted to mention one thing. For those people who are already enrolled that are on this call, please log into the team page because there's a lot of files of information in the file section. It's the team Facebook page is USI-USA team. And please enroll there, log in, make sure that Dan and the other young lady that monitor that website, that Facebook page, they know who you are and your email address. And that's all you need to do is to enroll there. They want to know who you are and your email address. They can check their downline, and sure enough, if you're part of their downline, there's information that's available to you. If you are connected with me on Facebook, I will gladly enroll you. So after you're enrolled and you've placed the package, or whether you've placed the package or not, but after you're enrolled or after you enroll someone else, please invite them to our Facebook pages. There are three very unique Facebook pages. Make sure people are already enrolled before you invite them to the Facebook page. So anyone that's on this call that I've introduced to the USI Tech concept, please make sure you ask me to add you to the USI-USA team Facebook page so that you can get into the files and read through and get a lot of your questions answered. There are some dynamite videos there. There's an excellent, excellent video that was just posted at the team page about how to manage your back office properly and everything that's there. That there were some hidden things that were there that I didn't even know about, especially the Bitcoin calculator. You enter the number of packages you got, and it tells you how many Bitcoin you're going to receive on day 35, day 95, and day 140. It's just the most extremely sophisticated and secure back office that I've seen with all the different types of digital currencies that I've played with. I do want to thank you, Tim, for mentioning the Exodus.io wallet. That's considered cold storage. It is an offline wallet. You can't carry it with you. The Trezor and the Ledger. If you're going to be getting a Trezor wallet, do not get it from Amazon. Get it directly from SatoshiIndustries.com. What I discovered by someone who had picked up a Trezor wallet from Amazon, and they live in Lithuania. I made contact with them earlier today on Facebook. They found out that the Trezor wallet that they picked up through Amazon.com had a backdoor to it. So please, suggestions. This is we need to secure our Bitcoin that we earn and that we hold in the proper manner. Security is an utmost issue. The Trezor wallet is excellent. Make sure you get it from Satoshi Industries. The Ledger wallet is also excellent. Make sure you get it directly from the manufacturer and not a secondary one. It's very easy to put in a backdoor chip in each one of these wallets. I just spent a half hour of time with a gentleman who's building wallets for people right here at Santa Barbara, where I live, and he's going to be offering these the wallets. It's a very secure wallet that you can link to another wallet directly without going through a telephone and move Bitcoin wallet to wallet without using the internet. So I just wanted to share that with everyone because I am actively involved in promoting and in establishing and helping people to create their Bitcoin wallets. I assisted 36 people in the past week and a half to create a blockchain wallet through Luxembourg. It's the easiest, as you mentioned on the call, Tim, it's the easiest and simplest wallet to operate, and it's very easy to pair your telephone device to the blockchain wallet after you set it up on your computer. Please set it up on your computer first. Follow steps 1 through 4. Then pair your telephone by using the dashboard page. Would you like to pair your device to your wallet? That's all I had to share, unless anybody has a question. Thank you for letting me share, Tim.
Yep. Two cautions with that. That website, the founders of that website are not in our upline. Strangely enough, I tracked it, and it was really hard to do. Our upline starts in England and drops down into the colonies here. Patty and Dan Hunt are the operators of that website, and you'll know the website when you see an American flag and a lady in a red dress on the left-hand side. They have a lot of good information in that website. But for a new person that hasn't talked to their upline, it can be sometimes confusing, because when they get into some of the videos, it causes more confusion than it does answers. For somebody who's been at it for a while, it's an excellent website, but I don't personally recommend it right off the bat because it can be confusing. I don't recommend people go and look at many of the YouTube videos because there's a lot of misinformation. And the worst part about it is you confuse them, because a lot of people have gotten very smart in having you go look at something and get you signed up without you almost even knowing it. And I can tell you the biggest problem in this company in the first year was people would sign up and end up in the wrong organization. And the upline in that organization talked a totally foreign language. They were having people in Siberia, in Moscow, in Saudi Arabia, in Nigeria. They'd end up with those people in their organizations, and those didn't help a lot. So they had to form teams locally. And you can, once you're set up in that, it's almost impossible to get it changed. So that's the danger of going in there. So I don't recommend it until somebody's been in first, as JP noted. And until you've given them, and I say this lovingly, enough of an indoctrination so that they know some of the problems that they can trip on by going to a lot of different websites, trying to get information that conflicts, and sometimes they'll get information that's totally incorrect, and it will cost you dearly. So be cautious when you go to that. There's about 2 or 3 other websites that I can give you that will also give you introductions to this. A new presentation just came out for the company that is a slideshow presentation that some of us will be using for presentations. JP does a lot of them locally in Santa Barbara. I'm sure once he sees it, he'll probably want to use those. And there was also a company webinar that was supposed to be held tonight. I don't know if it was, but that will start coming out on a weekly basis, maybe a couple times a week. And I will route that to all the people in our organization so you can spread that around. So you'll be able to actually watch webinars from their official webinars, because the company needs to standardize what they're putting out. There's a lot of mistakes you can make in the way you use words. Words like investment, not a good word because it can include securities. Securities investments, not a good word because we don't sell or deal in securities. Those require specific licenses by the United States government. We don't participate in any of those things. So there are a lot of words like that that you'll learn over time coming to some of these calls and some of the more advanced ones, and the company will start disseminating that information so that you're using the proper words. Because the words you would use instinctively are the ones that you've heard from the bankers and Wall Streeters and all those people that have been sucking your brains out for the last few years, unless you were very lucky. And they wanted you to learn and talk in a certain way. So we're going to have to change our verbiage a little bit in order to be accurate in what we present on behalf of this company. And they will terminate people that do not comply, because the company is at stake that way. So that was good input, JP, and with a little bit of that follow-up, hopefully that helped. Are there any more questions?
Yes, this is Will. What was the name of the website and the new presentation?
The one that JP just mentioned?
Yeah, you just mentioned, yeah. There was discussion back and forth of a number of websites, but I never got a name of a website.
Okay, USI-USA Team Success. That's on Facebook. It's not a HTML. It's a face page on Facebook.
Okay.
Okay.
And the new presentation you mentioned?
I just got it today. I haven't been able to look through it all, but I'll be reporting those kind of things on the calls, and we have calls right now every Wednesday and Saturday. May expand that or change some of the days because they collide with some of the other ones. And if the company comes out with a webinar, they're usually an hour long. We're going to defer to those and have our conference calls for new members in between those presentations, because those will be the most important to watch is the company presentations.
Okay.
Because, again, they're trying to control the content and let you know all the specifics very accurately so that everybody has the same information and doesn't mess up. But that's a great website. Yep. Any other thoughts or questions? Well, guys, we're going into 10 o'clock. This has been a productive call. Been an hour long, almost perfect. I like to go 20 to 30 minutes on the initial presentation and like to keep it between 20 and 30 minutes on the question. And we've done just that. So I appreciate all your attendance. I appreciate everything that everybody's done to support this. And let's just keep rolling, because this company just seems to be getting better and better. And I can sure tell you the amount of money you can amass in Bitcoin, our cryptocurrencies, is pretty phenomenal, too. I've watched a lot of people. There's over 18 millionaires have been created in the last year with this company. And there's a lot of people that are doing really, really well. So the potential is high. You don't need to be an ace salesman. You don't need to be anything but just attentive and be able to talk to people and share very simple ideas and thoughts. And or put these guys out on the table at a restaurant or in a bar or any place you want to hang out or just stop for a while and have them ask you what they are. And then tell them. Invite them, educate them, and enroll them. So have a great time, a great night, and a great week. Thanks. This is Tim over now.
Thank you, Tim.
Great call. Thanks.
God bless everybody.
Call me, Will.
Hi, Norma.